Welcome to The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheeland. It'll be my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the next 30 minutes. The Onion is a parody of news and commentary and contains material that some people will find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. From the parent company, Global Tetrahedron, here's why I decided to buy InfoWars by Bryce P. Tetrahedron, Global Tetrahedron CEO. Today we celebrate a new addition to the Global Tetrahedron LLC family of brands. And let me say, I really do see it as a family. Much like family members, our brands are abstract nodes of wealth, interchangeable assets for their patriarch to absorb and discard according to the opaque whims of the market. And just like family members, our brands regard one another with mutual suspicion and malice. All told, the decision to acquire InfoWars was an easy one for the Global Tetrahedron Executive Board. Founded in 1999 on the heels of the Satanic Panic and growing steadily ever since, InfoWars has distinguished itself as an invaluable tool for brainwashing and controlling the masses. With a shrewd mix of delusional paranoia and dubious anti-aging nutritional hacks, they strive to make life both scarier and longer for everyone, a commendable goal. They are a true unicorn, capable of simultaneously inspiring public support for billionaires and stoking outrage at an inept federal state that can assassinate JFK, but can't even put a man on the moon. Through it all, InfoWars has shown an unswerving commitment to manufacturing anger and radicalizing the most vulnerable members of society. Values that resonate deeply with all of us at Global Tetrahedron. No price would be too high for such a cornucopia of malleable assets and minds. And yet, in a stroke of good fortune, a formidable special interest group has outwitted the hapless owner of InfoWars, a forgettable man with an already forgotten name, and forced him to sell it at a steep bargain, less than $1 trillion. Make no mistake, this is a coup for our company, and a well-deserved victory for multinational elites the world over. What's next for InfoWars remains a live issue. The excess funds initially allocated for the purchase will be reinvested into our philanthropic efforts that include business school scholarships for promoting cult leaders, or for promising cult leaders, a charity that donates elections to at-risk third world dictators, and a new pro bono program pairing orphans with stable factory jobs at no cost to the factories. As for the vitamins and supplements, we are halting their sale immediately. Utilitarian logic dictates that if we can extend even one CEO's life by 10 minutes, diluting these miracle elixirs for public consumption is an unethical waste. Instead, we plan to collect the entire stock of the InfoWars warehouses into a large vat and boil the contents down into a single candy bar-sized omnivitamin that one executive, I will not name names, may eat in order to increase his power and perhaps become immortal. All will be revealed in due time. For now, let's enjoy this win and toast to the continued consolidation of power and capital. Infinite growth forever, Bryce P. Tetrahedron, Global Tetrahedron CEO. Next, Trump nods vacantly as Elon Musk rattles off 10 consecutive video game recommendation. Dateline, Washington. Responding with visible exhaustion as the tech entrepreneur mentioned yet another of what he considered must-play titles, President-elect Donald Trump reportedly nodded vacantly Friday after Elon Musk rattled off his 10th consecutive video game recommendation. So I should try, what was it again, Elon? Elden Ring? No, I haven't even heard of that one, said a depleted Trump who merely added, absolutely, they're all fantastic, when Musk asked him if he thought he would rather play as a spellcaster or bandit, and who then sighed and stared into the middle distance. So you said Overwatch, and then both Diablo 4 and 2, but definitely not Diablo 3. Wow, I've sure got my work cut out for me. Someone write that down, all right? All right? And yeah, BioShock. I think we got it. At press time, Trump had responded to Musk's offer to buy him his own Steam Deck by telling the billionaire that he had just remembered a very important meeting that he needed to take alone. Next. Man forgetting difference between meteoroid, meteorite struggles to describe what just killed his dog. Dateline Toronto. Though he tried hard to recall what he had learned about space rocks back in middle school, local man Jason Nieto reportedly forgot the difference between meteoroids and meteorites Thursday, struggling to describe what had just killed his dog. God, I always forgot which one is the kind that actually hits the ground, if that's even the difference. So I'm not sure what just crushed Churro, said Nieto, explaining that the meteoroid, or maybe asteroid, if that was a category including all of them, came streaking out of the clouds while he was walking his Pomeranian in the park. If it hadn't left a crater where Churro was and it just burned up in the atmosphere, then that's a meteoroid, right? One of them kills dogs in space and orbit, and the other kills dogs on Earth. I just can't remember which is which. Oh, wait, shit, there's also just a meteor too, isn't there? What am I supposed to tell the vet when I bring the ashes over? At press time, reports confirmed a stumped Nieto was frantically searching his phone to see if it mattered that the space rock had exploded when it had hit his dog. Next. Kenji Lopez Alt returns from Beef Dimension with new seer method beyond human comprehension. Dateline Seattle. Phasing into our reality with instructions for the new cooking technique, J. Kenji Lopez Alt returned from the Beef Dimension with a previously unknown seer method that was beyond human comprehension, sources confirmed Tuesday. I have glimpsed the cosmic dance of the meat and the stovetop and borne witness to beef's true nature, said the chef and best-selling author of The Food Lab, who reportedly caused those around him to grow concerned as he jabbered incoherently about mountains of non-Euclidean tri-tips, that needed to be cooked on high for both an instant and a thousand eternities. Oh, you fools, unaware that your pathetic, comforting doctrine of rare, medium rare, or well done is a lie protecting your fragile consciousness from the culinary tips and tricks that exist beyond the grasp of your minds. I fear humanity will never realize its folly, never tremble before the awesome and terrifying power of beefdom. All hail the cast iron. All hail the oil. At press time, a screaming Lopez Alt was seen writhing in agony as his entire face reconstructed into a half-pound porterhouse. Next. Office shooter too grossed out to kick down door of lactation room. Dateline Cleveland. Stalled in a panic after his planned rampage hit an unexpected snag, area office shooter Zachary Carter was reportedly too grossed out Friday to kick down the door of his workplace lactation room. Oh, God, yuck. I feel like I can smell this lactation. I don't know if I can do this, said the pale and queasy Carter, his sweaty grip loosening on his firearm as he gagged at the mere thought of a nursing mother using a breast pump inside the very room before him. What if someone's lactating in there right now? I was ready to bust in and start shooting, but I don't want to go in there if there's breast milk everywhere. Ew, that's nasty. Why can't they just do that shit at home? At press time, upon realizing he had probably already touched some of the other doorknobs as lactating women, Carter promptly shot himself in the head. Next, Oklahoma law requires 10 commandments to be displayed in every womb. Dateline, Oklahoma City. In an effort to provide all developing fetuses in the state with a thorough grounding in Judeo-Christian values, a new bill was signed into law Tuesday that requires the 10 commandments to be displayed in every womb in Oklahoma. With this landmark law mandating the 10 commandments be hung on every pregnant woman's uterine wall, Oklahoma pushes back against attempts to secularize our wombs, said Governor Kevin Stitt, explaining that the law will order healthcare providers to install the clearly visible intrauterine religious doctrine as soon as possible after contraception, with both women and their doctors being subject to fines for failure to comply. As a foundational text, the Ten Commandments have played a profound role in the way our society handles women and pregnancy. This law merely acknowledges that if the virtues that Oklahomans hold dear are to thrive moving forward, then it's important that God's law, as revealed to Moses, be the first thing our embryos see when they develop eyes. At press time, several pregnant Oklahoma residents had reportedly died due to complications arising from the posting of the Ten Commandments. Next, study. Anxiety natural response to suited men wearing shades closing in from all angles. Dateline Cambridge, Mass. Explaining that the emotional state can be a legitimate and even healthy reaction to certain stimuli, a study published Tuesday by Harvard University psychiatrist found that anxiety is a natural response to suited men wearing shades and closing in on you from all angles. It appears that nervous feelings and an elevated heart rate provide real benefits when a shadowy G-man locks eyes with you on the street, presses his earpiece, and begins striding toward you as several of his colleagues emerge from the faceless crowd, said the study's lead researcher, Professor Marisol Rusinski, adding that a spike in cortisol from realizing dark-clad agents have cut off all avenues of retreat can actually help fleeing individuals pull themselves up a dangling fire escape as several black SUVs screech to a halt beneath them. If your anxiety persists as relentless government operatives burst out of your stairwells to pursue you across the rooftop while helicopters whir overhead, you should try to remember that there's nothing wrong with you or your emotional response. Those highlighted adrenaline levels are just your body's way of preparing you to make the 12-foot leap to the next building so your pursuers can't bag you, force a shock collar around your neck, and take you to the kind of clandestine facility people don't escape from. At press time, a supplementary study found that anger is a perfectly natural response for government agents finding their target's trail had gone cold at an open storm drain. Next, mentally broken nation starts dressing and speaking like Frank Sinatra. Dateline, Washington. Sinking deeply into the blissful delusion that they were the chairman of the board, residents of the mentally broken nation reportedly began dressing and speaking like Frank Sinatra on Wednesday. In what appeared to be an increasingly bizarre coping mechanism, the deeply unwell Americans, regardless of their age, their cultural background, or what part of the country they lived in, were emulating the late crooner's style by donning oversized pinstripe sharkskin suits, silk ties, and trilby hats, as well as carrying around a whiskey on the rocks. The troubled U.S. populace was also heard muttering, "In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you." And here comes old Blue Eyes, the Sultan of Swoon, the voice, underneath their breath, as they snapped their fingers. At press time, Reports confirmed violence had broken out in the streets as the American people began tussling over a toupee. Next, Disney wedding kid free. Dateline Anaheim, California. Saying the couple wanted to minimize disruptions while they celebrated their love of American animation and each other, area bride Rachel Da Silva told reporters Friday that her Disney wedding would be kid-free. Josh and I are so excited to tie the knot here with Mickey, Minnie, and all of our friends and family in attendance, and we decided the big day would be even more magical if parents left their little ones at home, said Da Silva, 31, as projections of Cinderella, Luminaire, and Nemo danced upon hanging panels around the venue and illuminated her bridal gown modeled after Elsa's dress from Frozen. We want our entry into a whole new world of marriage to be center stage, and excitable kiddos run the risk of interrupting the Little Mermaid soundtrack sing-along or tripping Goofy as he walks me down the aisle. We love everyone's wonderful family so much, but unfortunately, our Disney wedding just isn't able to accommodate children. According to witnesses, the mother of the bride, dressed as Cruella, and the groomsmen, dressed as the Seven Dwarves, then began distributing complimentary mouse ears that the fully adult guest, each person at a minimum 2 decades older than the Disney Entertainment intended viewership, were required to wear during the Aladdin-themed vows. Next. Double-jointed guy blows the fucking roof off party doing weird arm things, Dateline Boulder, Colorado. After he single-handedly transformed what was once a humble get-together into a full-on rage, bystanders reported Wednesday that double-jointed man Greg Theody had blown the fucking roof off the party by doing weird things with his arms. Whoa! The cracky noises coming out of this guy's elbows and shoulders are taking this party to the next fucking level, reported one enraptured party guest, amazed by Theody's ability to capture the attention of an entire room full of party guests as he bent his ultra-flexible limbs into an array of never-before-seen contortions. Things were winding down, so I was about to start heading home, but then Greg started doing some cool stuff with his finger joints. Next thing I knew, he was bending his arms fully backwards, and my mind was blown. Fucking insane. I've never had more fun in my life. At press time, guests were whipped into an ecstatic frenzy when Theody moved on from his battery of arm and hand tricks and began to stuff his entire fist into his mouth. Next. Trump boys have slap fight over who gets to run foreign policy meetings. Dateline Palm Beach, Florida. Lashing furiously at each other's faces with their flailing hands, the Trump boys were reportedly engaged in a slap fight Friday over who would get to run their dad's foreign policy meetings. No, you got to do it last time, Eric. It's my turn. It's mine, said Donald Trump Jr., who flinched and cried out, "Ow!" after his younger brother Eric's finger nearly made contact with his cheek. It's my turn to play with the foreign dignitaries. It's my turn to meet with the samurai king. Dad said I get to go on the plane with Uncle Jared. Dad, tell him. Tell him I can meet the samurai king. You promised, Dad. 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 At press time, Don Jr. was shrieking at the top of his lungs as Eric sank his teeth into his older brother's hand. Next. Confident Jill Stein goes with stadium for election party, Dateline Foxborough, Mass. Wanting to ensure her supporters had ample space to celebrate the big win together, a confident Jill Stein told reporters Tuesday that she had selected Gillette Stadium for her election night party watch. I think 65,000 seats should be enough to fit everyone, but we can always have overflow in the parking lot if need be, said the self-assured Green Party presidential nominee, beaming excitedly from her place on the stage as she looked out at the three supporters who had already assembled to watch the election coverage with her. Booking this place was worth every penny. No one shows up to these parties early, but they'll start trickling in soon, and a few hours from now, this place will be heaving. It's going to look so cool when we all drop those President Stein balloons I ordered. I can already hear the roar of the crowd as I become America's 47th president. I'll see if they can queue up some green lasers for the moment when my 270th Electoral College vote comes in. And I can tell my victory speech will be one for the history books, though maybe I should try to pare it down to 45 minutes while we're waiting for the votes to come in. At press time, sources confirmed that Stein had gone ahead and booked the stadium again for 2028. Now it's time for Onion Sports. WNBA players forced to supplement incomes during offseason by cheerleading for NBA teams. Dateline, Minneapolis. Grabbing their pom-poms before heading out to pump up the crowd, several WNBA players confirmed Thursday that they had been forced to supplement their incomes during the offseason by cheerleading for NBA teams. With the season over, everyone in the league is scrambling to make ends meet by getting a second job dancing for the NBA, said Minnesota Lynx power forward Nefesa Collier, who earns $200 per game as a cheerleader for the Timberwolves. We spend all day at regular practice, and then in the evenings we head straight to the arena in order to change into our crop tops and skirts and run through our dance routines before tip-off. I'm supposed to be using this time to rest my foot injury, but instead, I'm shimmying around the court during the halftime show and shooting the t-shirt cannon into the crowd. None of the women want to be moonlighting like this, but at least we get to watch basketball while we work. At press time, sources confirmed that Collier's and her teammates were claiming their free Chick-fil-A sandwiches after Lakers center Anthony Davis missed two consecutive free throws. Next, LeBron James denies son receiving preferential treatment when being lifted up to dunk. Dateline, Los Angeles. Emphasizing that he had treated the 20-year-old the same as any other rookie, Lakers power forward LeBron James denied Wednesday that his son Bronny received preferential treatment when he lifted him up to dunk. Yes, he's my son, but in no way do I favor him when I give him the ball, help hoist him up, and then walk him to the rim so he can score, said the four-time NBA MVP, adding that his teammates were likely just jealous when then Bronny gets put back down. Everyone cheers and tells him how amazing he is at basketball. At the end of the day, my son worked hard to get where he is, and he's earned the right to ask Daddy for uppies. I get that people might think it's unfair that I lift him backwards for reverse dunks, spin him around for 360 dunks, and even hold him above the basket to block shots. But I'd do that for anyone. Just ask Anthony Davis. James also told reporters that if his teammates did not stop bullying the son, none of them would be invited to get pizza and ice cream after their next game. Next, Travis Kelce asks Nerd for help passing concussion protocol. Dateline, Kansas City, Missouri. Forging an unlikely alliance with the dorky team statistician, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce reportedly enlisted a Nerd Monday to help him pass NFL concussion protocol. I can do all the physical stuff like balance just fine, but when they get to all those tricky questions like, what year is it? Or what month is it? I totally blank, said Kelce, who promised the shy social reject that in exchange for helping him pass the memory assessment known as Maddox Questions, he would introduce him to Taylor Swift's friend, Sabrina Carpenter. You're kind of a dweeb, but also a genius. With the help of someone as smart as you, I bet I can totally remember the name of the stadium we're at. And if all else fails, you'll have to dress up as me and just take it for me. Don't do too good, though, or they'll know it's not really me. At press time, the Nerd was drilling Kelce by repeatedly asking, what day is your birthday? While the panic all-pro tight end shouted back, I don't know. Now it is time for American Voices. John Krasinski named People's Sexiest Man Alive. The Office star John Krasinski received the title of People's Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, taking the mantle from last year's honoree Patrick Dempsey. What do you think? Donald Elmy, T. Steeper. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. He still needs to be confirmed by the Senate. Sherman Ronsky, stock reducer. It's impossible to accurately judge a person's sexiness during their lifetime. Nicole Zedek, dairy rationer. I'll update my masturbation routine accordingly. Finally, today, women stockpiling abortion pills ahead of Trump's term. Women across the country are seeking out abortion medication at a rate 17 times higher than usual ahead of Donald Trump's second term, fearing his administration could severely curtail access to reproductive care. What do you think? Sabrina Basile, paranormal litigator. They're going to feel really silly when it's outlawed and they have to throw all the pills away. Claudio Ramos, manners consultant. Women and their little hobbies. Thomas Seacart, obstacle eliminator. I had no idea women were this worried about tariffs. That concludes another edition of The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheeland. It's been my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the last half hour. And until next time, be well.